South African artist William Kentridge chronicles the struggles of a brutalized society left in the wake of apartheid in his country, presenting both the subtleties and the complexities of his subject. The first retrospective of Kentridge's work is touring the United States over the next year. The first stop is at the Hirshhorn Museum and Sculpture Garden here in Washington. Alex Van Oss went to see the exhibition.
William Kentridge is a white South African born in Johannesburg. His reputation has spread from Africa to Europe and now to the United States. He's known for theater works, puppetry. He creates installations and makes films, all based on his distinctive charcoal drawings. They're big, realistic, and very disturbing. If Kafka had been an artist, he might have drawn like Kentridge, in charcoal, in ash. It's a world of black and white and shades of gray. Kentridge is not a propagandist about South Africa. Rather, his work is about anyone who has experienced violence and social collapse, or anyone, for that matter, who's been in love or ill. These brooding charcoal drawings are filled with guilt, but also redemption. William Kentridge.
If the work is read as commentary, one gets a very incoherent and unsatisfactory commentary. If the work is read as trying to say, what is the way one puts oneself together out of the politics happening outside, things one reads on the newspaper, magazines and songs one knows comes from across the world, family dynamics around one, what is the way that one tries to make sense of who one is? That would be a closer approximation to the overall project or impulse, I would say.
Kentridge's father and grandfather entered politics and business. Kentridge himself became an activist, but expressed his anti-apartheid political views through mime and theater, opera, and through drawing. He draws in charcoal, then erases and draws again and again. This method, he says, has to do with landscape and also about efforts in South Africa over the years to erase history, or at least remember it selectively. Kentridge takes a photograph of each change in his drawing and then runs them all together, turning them into a kind of ghostly flicker picture or animated film. It's a real labor.
I'm working with quite large-scale charcoal drawings, so instead of doing 50 different drawings for a two-second sequence, I'll take the same drawing, make a basic drawing, shoot a frame of it, alter the drawing in a marginal way, erasing or adding something, walk back to the camera across the studio, shoot another frame, walk back to the drawing and do a further alteration. You could spend a day or a day and a half on something that lasts on the screen for a second or 2 seconds.
Kentridge's animations have titles like Johannesburg, Second Greatest City After Paris, or Sobriety, Obesity, and Growing Old. There are searing images of brutality and cataclysm. Buildings collapse into dust. Corpses lie in the streets under newspapers. But it's all a kind of dream world and full of surprises. Take, for example, what happens when one of Kentridge's main characters, a ruthless businessman and mine owner, decides to make some morning coffee.
In the film Mine, I knew I needed to make a connection between the mine owner who's lying in bed and eventually the miners who had already drawn mining underground. And I thought, well, this is going to be a complicated sequence of the man dressing, going to work, being in his office, going to the mine headgears, going down the mine. What in fact I used was the man having coffee in his bed, and when he plunges the plunger of the cafetiere, instead of that plunger stopping at the bottom of the coffee pot, as I was drawing it, I suddenly understood that that plunger itself could go down through the tray, through the bedclothes, through the earth, and take us directly to the miners below.
Kentridge tries to create a perfect balance in his animated films between image and sound. He often works with composer Philip Miller.
The images that I responded very strongly to were open landscape and also images of bodies being covered up by landscape. These were incredibly powerful images. And there was the sense of continuing this process of covering up. And that, in some very deep emotional way, I responded to that musically. And there was a sense of tremendous of sadness in that.
I was drawing some figures which were based on forensic photographs of people who had been killed. And while drawing them, they changed from being drawings of figures to, in fact, drawings of landscape. And the chain of associations that set going was the idea of trying to understand the way in which a landscape absorbs its history and hides its history. So do you have an event on a piece of ground, within a few years it's overgrown, And unless there are beacons or human markers to say what happened on that piece of ground, it's very difficult to read the landscape. And it struck me that that way of nature forgetting or nature obliterating events is very similar to the way in which memory, both personal and social, exists and disappears.
Sometimes Kentridge makes installations that fill entire building spaces. Recently, at the old City Hall of Amsterdam, hundreds of spectators craned their necks to look up at the vast ceiling at a huge shadow puppet projection called Overvloed. In the background was the voice of Alfred Machalemele.
Alfred Machalemele, whose music I've used in theater production Wojciech on the Highveld and in the two films Shadow Procession and Overvloed, he's a street musician in Johannesburg. He plays outside a station one day, outside a shopping center a second day, outside a government building a third day. And I came across him in a documentary that was made about Johannesburg in the early 1980s, in which there was a fragment in a street scene of this man playing, and I was enormously struck by his music. And he came in and made some recordings. And since that, since the Wojciech, in fact, although in South Africa his music has never been recorded, never been released, he has been invited to a festival in Brussels. He's been invited to the Berlin Festival.
William Kentridge began the Overvloed installation by looking at old maps of Africa made by its colonizers. Onto them, he projected certain words. Some were from Africa, and others came from the Netherlands, reflecting Dutch social concerns, words used, ironically, at the very time the Dutch were colonizing South Africa.
One of the ones would be Afkomst skeet niet, pedigree counts for nothing. And there were a number from Africa reflecting anxiety about European colonization, such as a nicely built city never resists destruction, or the head and the load are the troubles of the neck, and my witness is in Europe, says the liar, or one should not be too hopeful of a ship sailing from Europe.
The work of William Kentridge remains at the Hirshhorn Museum and Sculpture Garden in Washington through May. It then tours major contemporary art museums in New York, Chicago, Houston, and Los Angeles before returning to South Africa and the National Gallery in Cape Town. For NPR News, this is Alex Van Oss in Washington.